This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Health News Digest on the Bigger Picture. BFM 89.9.
Hello and welcome back to Health News Digest. I'm Tina Camellia. In the studio with me, T. Xiao Yik. We're talking about human behavior. Let's talk about being judged by doctors. Have you ever been judged by doctors?
Yes, I think...
Why were you judged?
When I was younger, going to see the doctor, there were times when certain doctors would sort of be patronizing towards you because they think you're too young to understand what they're telling you. I think all of us have stories like that. What about you?
Yeah, being dismissive of pain.
That shows that even healthcare professionals have a lot of biases as well. And so one serious issue is where doctors have weight bias against their patients. And in this story, we have a woman from the US, Rebecca Hiles, whose lung cancer diagnosis was missed for years because doctors just kept thinking that it was because she was obese and kept telling her to lose weight. So what actually happened after, 6 years of persistent coughing up blood and, even having to wear adult diapers because of, inability to control her bladder, eventually she was diagnosed as having a tumor in her bronchial tube. And when they did the surgery to remove her left lung, they found that the lower part of the lung was black. It was just dead tissue. And this was something that could have been discovered much earlier if doctors had looked past her weight and really tried to figure out what is wrong with her.
We've done a show on this, actually, on some of the biases that happen in healthcare with Dr. Renu Rajan, who's a bariatric surgeon. So therefore, she deals with a lot of these kind of patients who have issues seeing the doctor for any health issues, which may not necessarily have anything to do with their weight. And on that show also, we had Dr. Helena Lim, who's a fertility specialist. And with fertility also, there's a lot of bias that goes on because, and sometimes it's a blame game, it's your fault. It's,
that's right.
And so it's never my fault.
That's right, yeah.
So I think there's sometimes also the bias could be racial, it could be gender based, it could be age based, like in your case, Xiao Yik.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for Rebecca Hiles because if the doctor had really taken her condition seriously, she would have a much better quality of life.
Yeah.
I don't want to fault anyone, but it is the doctor's fault. Let's be real. It's the doctor's fault.
Do you know that, first of all, the biggest culprits of fat shaming of overweight people are actually family members? And second to that are doctors. Well, this is...
Well, yeah, I can see, yeah.
Other healthcare professionals come very closely after that. And, it's sad because these are the people who are supposed to be involved in our care. And in fact, there was a survey of primary care physicians, 620 of them, found that more than half of them viewed obese patients as awkward, unattractive, ugly, and non-compliant, and blamed obesity on the patient. It's basically your fault. You don't exercise and you eat too much. Whereas, I think we've come to realize that obesity is much more complex than just your behaviors.
Yeah. Some weight issues are thyroid problems that if the doctors had taken the patient's complaints more seriously, they would have been able to diagnose it and then help the patient manage their weight.
Through sometimes, hormonal treatment.
Exactly. And sometimes it's because of childhood obesity, which means that it's the parents and the schools are, feeding the children bad food and not giving them enough playtime or physical activities to keep active.
It's cultural, right? Cultural and environmental. And the worst thing about weight bias is when people's values, people's skills and abilities are actually judged based on their weight. So overweight and obese people always have to deal with this prejudice that they're lazy, they're slobs, that they are worthless and stupid. And those are values that have nothing to do with your weight, actually.
And then it becomes this vicious cycle. It affects your mental health.
That's
you might need, you might then become discouraged to go out and you spend all your time indoors in your bed.
And that makes your physical health condition worse.
Correct.
And you have been traumatized by your experience in healthcare, so you choose not to see any doctors at all. And yes, you're right. It's a vicious cycle and it spirals downwards very, very quickly, I think.
Mm-hmm. Let's come back to Rebecca Hiles and hear it from herself about how she was dismissed by the doctors.
It was very scary to sort of exist in a body that I thought was failing me and have medical professionals who didn't seem to take me seriously. The first moment I saw my surgeon who said, "You have carcinoid cancer," and the time that I had surgery was 2 weeks. It was the first time in my life that I remember having a doctor take me seriously.
I'm glad that she finally found a doctor who did take her seriously, because otherwise she wouldn't even be alive to tell the story.
Yeah, but I think that she's probably the kind of person who is quite empowered to keep pushing for a diagnosis and to keep saying, "I'm not going to accept this." You know, if you were less if you were in a culture that doesn't encourage that kind of speaking out against authorities, and healthcare professionals are very often seen as the authority, I can't imagine, you know, where a lot of people actually are right now.
Mm.
So I found also an interview with a Dr. Rebecca Poole, who's Director of Research and Anti-Stigma Initiatives at the Yale Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity, where she describes how pervasive weight bias is in the healthcare system.
Healthcare providers are not immune to weight bias, and unfortunately, many overweight and obese patients report negative experiences from multiple groups of providers. As an example, we surveyed over 2,400 overweight and obese adults, and we asked them to tell us about the different sources of weight bias in their lives. What we found is that physicians were the second most common source of weight bias reported. Fully 69% of people reported weight bias from physicians, 46% from nurses, 37% from dietitians, and 21% from mental health professionals. So this really is a common experience for many individuals in the healthcare environment.
That covers everyone, isn't it, who takes care of patients?
Yeah. So who do we go to for actual unbiased, unprejudiced diagnosis?
I think the healthcare system itself really needs to, you know, look in the mirror and change from inside out. You know, simple things like having a zero tolerance policy in your clinic, you're right down to your clerks, your receptionists, your nurses, to say, you know, you'll not accept any derogatory language towards anyone who's different in any way, not just weight, right? Race as well, or gender and all that.
Mm. Even in the gym.
And I'm going to call out the media as well. Very ironically, Rebecca Hiles' story was reported by Cosmopolitan.
Oh, wow.
Which is a magazine that perpetuates all these beauty myths, right? The ideal of the attractive woman as being of a certain shape and size. So the media, I do see some changes, some positive changes in accepting more diversity. I think a lot more needs to be done to embrace, you know, people of all different shapes, sizes and colours are all accepted for who they are.
Yeah. And what else can we do?
You know, things in clinics, things like having a more welcoming environment. You know, you don't have maybe those kinds of magazines as your reading material, and you have specialised instruments that cater for people of larger sizes, you know, like, let's say, blood pressure cuffs and chairs and the examination bed, things like that. And finally, I think most importantly, looking at obesity as a complex, multifactorial problem and not one of personal responsibility, not playing the blame game when you see your patients.
Yeah, and which reminds me of a very recent interview we did with this panel of doctors talking about smoking and lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And the smoking cessation specialist, Dr. Anza Ilyas, what I liked about her approach when she was talking about smoking cessation was to address, well, when you talk about lung cancer, it's often associated with smokers.
Smoking, that's right.
And therefore, the smokers are not blamed, but they, you know, the healthcare perception is that you brought it upon yourself.
Yes.
So serves you right.
Yeah.
And for her, she says, you know, it's not your fault.
That's
it's
right.
A medical condition. It's an
addiction.
And addiction is a medical condition. And that's why we can help. And I like that kind of approach. So I feel hopeful about that. Yeah.
I mean, we have to stop shunning people. Mm. You shun them, you can't treat them, basically. Yeah. So let's hear finally from Dr. Marlene Schwartz, again from the Yale Rudd Center, to urge healthcare professionals to understand the causes of obesity.
Another important aspect of reducing weight bias is to really understand the complexity of obesity. People think that for someone who's overweight, all they need to lose weight is some self-control and trying harder to eat less and exercise more. If that only worked, we wouldn't have the problem that we have today. The causes of obesity are very complex. It is a combination of genetic factors, environmental factors, psychological factors, and it's important to recognize that so that when we look at someone and we see whatever their body weight is, we don't make assumptions about their behaviors based on that information.
We have to change our behavior.
Yep.
And I think the thing with obesity is because it's such a visual thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
hard to look past.
Yeah,
past that, the image. You know?
Yeah, because we're just so judgmental people, shall
we?
We're just as a species, we're just judgmental.
I know.
And the bullying. Especially if you're a child, but not just if you're a child, even as adults, you get bullied for the way you look, and then it affects your mental health, and then you go into this depressive cycle, and then it just
spirals.
It's a mess.
Yeah, so I think it's important to always keep in mind mental health issues as well, of people who are facing all these kinds of discrimination and biases. And in light of the deaths of these two high profile figures, Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade, in recent days, we will actually be talking about suicide on our show with consultant clinical psychologist Paul Jambunathan tomorrow, and he will be joined by Victor Tan from Befrienders KL. So don't miss this. Join us at 4 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, on 12th of June. Call in with any questions and concerns that you may have. We'll be looking forward to hearing from all of you.
Wonderful. All right, I think that's all we have this hour. If you miss any part of this show, you can download the podcasts from our BFM app. You've been listening to Health News Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.